Welcome, Saints, to At My Father's Table. I am your pastor, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Today, my beloved, we're going to be talking about wisdom. We're going to come out of the passage of Proverbs 1 and 7. What is wisdom? Where do we go to become wise? How is Jesus related to God's wisdom? That's what we're going to cover today. Settle in, my brothers and sisters. I have a word from on high. Now, to give you a description, wisdom is insight into the workings of the world. A wise person knows how to handle the difficult times in one's life. To be wise means to be in tune with how the world workings are, the proper behavior for each situation. The Bible that I'm using this morning is the New Century Version, but I implore you to go to your Bible and fit it in. Each Bible has somewhat of a different understanding, a different word, a different type of phrase. But in this Bible, this is what the word says. So for all of the Bible scholars and the people who want to follow, which I highly recommend, the name of this particular sermon is I Want to Be In. That's right. I Want to Be In. You see, through this path of life, this journey that we are all on, people want to feel that they fit in. And to be called a Christian is very important to some of us. But how do we define that? How do we redefine it? The Bible gives you instructions as to how to follow the Word of God. You have choices. You have free will. You can decide to be ugly or you can decide to be pleasant. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Some of us have these fake attitudes that when they're before the people, the crowd, the ones that are in front of them, they want to act a certain way. The Bible stresses a strictness as to how we treat one another. For it says in the Word, love ye one another as I have loved you. That gets misunderstood sometimes because everyone feels that their way is the right way. I know more about the books of Paul and I know more about the Bible than you do, so I'm more qualified than you to tell you how you should be acting. Some people would call that being judgmental. There is a training involved when you're dealing with the Word of God because the guidelines are there. It's no misunderstanding about the fruits of the Spirit. It talks about patience and kindness and love and help. It talks about these things and it gives you direction, direct direction as to what to do for your neighbor. That's right, the one that's sitting beside you, you are supposed to treat them a certain kind of way according to the book that we all say that we follow. Do I have a witness? Do I have someone that can testify that at this moment right here, I'm telling you the absolute truth that you're supposed to love ye one another as I have loved you. And the description of that is right in front of you. Does that make you a perfect human being? No. It's a guideline that you do your absolute best to follow. That doesn't mean that you can't make mistakes because you're still dealing with the onset of the flesh. And the Bible says the flesh is weak, but the Spirit is willing. The question becomes, how many spirits do you have running around in you to mistreat people for no other reason than your jealousy, what you have gone through, your lies? All these things manufactured inside of your flesh. Am I telling the truth? This truth is not just for me. It's for you as well. We all should be striving to get in that direction, to follow those fruits of the Spirit. And Proverbs is a book that has many authors. It's many passages written by a lot of different people. You study your Word, you'll find some things in the book of Proverbs. But this particular passage is talking about using wisdom. You see, wisdom sets you apart. Wisdom gives you the credence to do the right thing. You know that everything you do is on a tape. That spiritual videotape is there with your face on it, with your actions, with your judgments and misjudgments, with your lies, when you stole that money, when you did your neighbor wrong because you don't like them. All those things are on a spiritual videotape, along with your good works. Because we're not going to make it all negative. Because some of us are trying to work in that direction. Some of us are trying as best as we can to live a holy life. And that life has an autonomy, it has an action, it has a verb, it has a noun, and it has you. That's right. All those things make up you. It says, don't trust man or woman because they will fail you. Am I talking to somebody? Now, what's the point here? The point is very simple. We have to follow the book as it's written. We can't pick and choose and say, well, I'm going to do this, but God will forgive me for that. Because you really don't know what he's going to forgive you for. When you're standing before him and that spiritual videotape is playing and you looking at it and you, is that me? Yes, it's you, because that tape has perfect lighting. It's your spirit on there. It's your face on there. It's your actions on there. It's your verbs, your nouns, your predicate phrases, everything that you said. That's right. When you cuss that person out, it's there. And you can't deny it. It's you and God, not you and prophetess, not you and apostle, not you and pastor. All those crutches are gone. Your mama won't be there. Your daddy won't be there. Your cousin won't be there. Your ace coon boom won't be there. It's you and God. And that's it. And you are going to have to answer for those actions. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So Proverbs teaches us to have wisdom. And the beginning of that wisdom is how we treat one another. Am I getting to someone? Can I get a witness from anybody? If I just had three of you, I would feel sanctified. You see, saints, nowadays you have to be careful who your leaders are, who you're listening to, because some people who proclaim to be a Christian, to be a servant of God, actually is a servant of a cult. They want you to follow them to make themselves feel good. Because these things are in the Word of God as to what we are supposed to do. And that includes me. It's not that anyone is afraid of anyone. No one wants to be hurt, beat up, disrespected. Nobody wants that, but these things happen. But then your wisdom is supposed to kick in and tell you that these difficult times that you are dealing with, you have to be able to attach wisdom to them, because that is what's going to guide you out of them. So be careful who you choose your leaders to be. That's not to say that everyone should not get a chance. But be careful. There should be no infighting, but there is. There should be no physical violence, but there is. There should be no shooting of one another, but there is. You have to maintain your composure, because you and God will be there with each other. And that is where the judgment is going to take place. All that slick trick and tithes and offerings, and they give to the church, and this person doesn't, so I'm not going to go visit them in the hospital. All these games that people play, all that will be exposed. That includes the bishops, the apostles, the people who are supposed to have some pathetic or spiritual insight, that can stand up and perform and stoop down and do cartwheels in the pulpit. But yet when you check behind the scenes, when you see them not in front of the crowd, you find out that they want to do ungodly things to innocent people. Innocent people. The Bible talks about protecting babies and senior citizens. And any one of you that want to hurt either one of them is dead wrong, and you will be answering for it. Mama can't help you then because she won't be there. That favorite uncle of yours won't be there. It's you and God and that videotape, and your wisdom is what's going to get you out of this mess that you could be in. Now somebody's scratching their head. What are they talking about? How we love one another is critical as to how and why we are received into his bosom. So, my beloved, don't fool yourself. Don't think that you can do one thing in the pulpit and do something else outside of the pulpit. Don't think that you can sit in the congregation and hate on somebody that may have a little bit more than you. Don't think that. Your wisdom, if you apply it, will help you to discern what you should do. And that is what you should follow. Those principles of the Bible are critical to your existence in heaven. No, you want to walk through the pearly white gates as if nothing happened. Something did happen. We all fall short. But some of us, maybe not you, but some of us are going to fall short because of what we did. And I'm telling you that in the book of Proverbs, it gives you the wisdom to know how to get out of these situations of life. We only hear a short period of time. You spend eternity with God. But you want to make it to those golden streets, and you want to stand there and worship as if nothing went down. Oh no, this is the real deal. I hope that I can make it through. I hope that my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds. I hope that I am forgiven for the things that I know I did wrong. I have enough wisdom to ask. But that doesn't give me a license to do whatever I want to do. It's not about being afraid. It's about trying to do the right thing in the eyes of God towards my brothers and my sisters. That's what this is about. This is the training ground that we on. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah, you look at the news and you see these people who have millions and billions of dollars and they all caught up. That money ain't helping them now. Those things that they did to get themselves there is in a judgment situation for the people here on earth. But there's another situation that you're going to have to address, because you're going to be in front of God and your knee is going to bow. So I'm trying to forgive. I don't forget, but I'm trying to forgive. I'm trying to use that wisdom that tells me that even though I'm hurt, even though I may be suffering, I can still do the right thing by my Lord and Savior, because that's the one that I'm going to end up in his arms. He's the person that's going to judge me. Not you, not your friend, not your son, not your daughter, not the crowd, not the congregation. None of those folks. They won't even be there. Get the message. It's the wisdom that you use today that's going to save you when your time comes. And your time is coming. Just know that. And if you don't know it, then you need to go back and read through that book of Proverbs. That's your foundation. That gives you an understanding of what you must do to ensure your own peace of mind in the future. Am I getting to someone? Do you feel me? No, I'm not going to twist and turn and give these antics and all that. I'm going to keep it real because I want to get to the holy field, the land where the milk and honey flows freely. And all I will need to do is praise my God. I want to be a Christian. I want to do right. And that's the direction that I'm trying to go in. Some people I need to stay away from because I know what their sentiments are. Fine, I'll stay away because I don't want to fall or trip up because this flesh, again, is weak. And it may cause me to do something that will prevent me from getting into heaven, which is where I want to be. I want to be close to him. I want to be in. And I don't want you or anybody else to prevent that. I want to be with God. In the kingdom. That's what this is about. It's not about you. You want to be nasty, funky, and dirty, and low down? You want to do ungodly things? You do that. But as for me, I'm going to choose the wisdom because I want into his kingdom. And some things are inexcusable. Again, God protects the babies and the senior citizens, because they're the weakest. Oh, let's not be fooled. I understand. I've seen senior citizens get beat up by these young thugs out here. I've seen babies catch a stray bullet and die. I can't explain why that happened. It's above my pay grade. I have some personal stories that I can tell that will have all of us crying when you lose someone over somebody else's silliness. I don't want to be on that team. I want to use the wisdom. I want to be in. And that is what counts. Some people call it, oh, they're just immature. No, that's the evilness of their flesh that's coming out, and you can't ignore it. You know that you know when people are doing something wrong, and because you are mama or a daddy, doesn't excuse it. Some people would even blame you for producing such an animal. But that's neither here or there. Every person will answer for themselves. And you can turn a blind eye if you choose to. You know you lied. You know you cheated. And it's on that tape. And none of us are exempt. We all have a tape. So there's no big eyes or little U's. We're all human. But it's what you do after that. When you repent, you know you did wrong. Straighten it up. Use that wisdom that Proverbs teaches you. Within the 66 books that are in the Bible, something addresses your situation specifically, because that book was written for you to follow. The instructions are there. The Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth, and you will be leaving. Don't make no mistake about it. There is something after this. So don't get cute. Stop showing off. Live an authentic life. We all can grow a little bit more. Get on that road and grow. But in the meantime, recognize what you're doing and straighten up. That's what the senior citizens would tell you. Straighten up and do the right thing. Because you are moments away. The next breath you take might be your last. Am I talking to somebody right here? The infighting has to stop. The hatred has to stop. If you can't stand the person, sit on the other side of the room. That's how you can handle it. That's the wisdom. You don't deny people the presence of the Lord. You don't do that. You don't cut them off. Because when it's your turn, you might be cut off. No one likes their own medicine. So be careful. I want to be in so I can do the right thing by my Christian brothers and sisters. My beloved, hear this message. It's true. This is not about tithes and offering. It's a part of it. Stop pimping people for money for your benefit, to give it to someone who doesn't even respect the sanctity of the Bible itself. And how can you tell that? By the things that they do. See it for yourself. Don't turn a blind eye because they have oratorical ability. That's only one part of it. It says study to show yourself approved. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to you? This can turn itself around because we all need a little space to grow. But stop faking. You cannot, absolutely, hear me carefully, you cannot fool God. You can't take wedding vows and then disregard them because you don't like something. Because all the luxuries of life are not at your feet. The Bible is not about that. And you should know that. That includes the pastors, the bishops, the apostles, all that stuff. Stop faking. Be authentic. At my Father's table is a cyberspace church. And we can spread ourselves out and tell the good news. And I'm going to give it to you straight with no chaser. Our time is running out. I want to be in. I want to be in with Jesus. I want to sit before the Father and praise Him. But there's a price that must be paid. And wisdom will help you get there. Get it. Get the memo, read it, and follow. Church is not a show. Sure, we want to see the kids sing and perform and all that. That's just a part of it. This is not an entertainment school where people are trained to look at fancy things. It's a part of it. Praising God through dance is a wonderful thing, and I'm all for it. But keep your focus on Jesus, how you treat one another. That is going to be the determining factor in your life. Trust me, but don't trust me. Trust God. The book is there for you to read it for yourself. I tell everyone, check it for yourself to know that what I'm saying is the truth. Proverbs will help you get there. I want to be in. and the likes of you and your tricks. I don't want to be a part of that. I got enough trouble just dealing with Satan and his foolishness. And he comes and gets some of you. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He uses people the closest to you. And that could be anyone. You want to put so much stock in this, that, and the other? Put your stock in Jesus. That's what's going to get you through. Well, it's time to wrap this up. I don't think that you have to be talked to for hours to get my point across to you. Here at my Father's table, we keep it straight, tell you what you need to know, tell you to check it, and we go from there. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott, and I'm going to give it to you straight. This has been another broadcast by KingScottRadioTV.com to spread the good news. If you have any questions, if we can help you, we will do our absolute best. You can reach us here at 240-362-7552. Get the good news. Go the right way. Use the wisdom here today while you still can. I rest my case. Proverbs 1-7. Amen. Amen. And amen.